Fox Sports Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Cam Black. For the next 3 hours, we will talk sports and other things on this Valentine's Day edition of Talk Sports. How are we today? Thumbs up from Cameron. Wow, two thumbs up. Must have big plans tonight. Ooh, congrats to that lucky lady. Cody, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, John. It's good to be here. It's good to be anywhere. Not my favorite day of the year. Probably my least favorite holiday.
Today's your least favorite holiday?
Yeah.
This isn't the one that you get up and you get up for? You know, St. Patrick's Day?
Nah.
New Year's? Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah, this one ranks...
Flag Day? Earth Day? Valentine's Day ranks low on the list, huh?
Ranks pretty low for me.
Is it because it makes you feel like you're going to walk this earth alone for the rest of your life until you die alone?
No, it's definitely not that. It's more so the commercial aspect of it.
Okay.
It's just another, it was invented to simply separate people from their cash.
Sure.
It's a total sham. I mean, it's just, it's so stupid. You know, it's just so that it's so that Big Teddy Bear and Big Chocolate and Big Flower can separate people from their cash. I mean, that's all it is. It's an economically driven sham. And I don't personally care for it. If you love someone, you should love them year-round. You should celebrate special days every day.
Okay.
This is stupid. That's my thoughts. So what are you... how are you today? What's your Valentine's?
You sound like you're one of the creatures from Table 9.
What's that?
A Table 9 creature?
Yeah.
Maybe that wasn't a good reference. Cam, I assume you don't get that reference either. Table 9.
Is that one of these movies that you reference that no one's ever seen?
No, people have seen this movie. And just like a couple days ago, you were singing this actor's praises. So like, don't act like you're above and beyond this movie. I guess you were just a fake fan of the actor you were singing so many praises about.
Which,
any real Adam Sandler fan would know Table 9, what I'm talking about.
Oh, I'm not a real Adam Sandler fan.
You're talking about how underrated he was and how great he was literally 2 days ago.
Well, you know, it's overrated and underrated. I mean, you gotta manufacture a take sometimes.
Wedding Singer, Table 9.
I know Wedding Singer.
You know the movie The Wedding Singer? Well, when he's having his meltdown and he sings Love Stinks, he sings it with the creatures from Table 9. The mutants from Table 9. The table full of people is like, Love Stinks.
Oh, so the movie's not called Table 9.
No, it's the Table 9 is from the movie The Wedding Singer.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a very obscure reference.
I don't think it is. Somebody comes on here talking about how they hate love and hates Valentine's Day. I feel like it was a pretty good reference.
Okay.
The real sandheads knew.
Is our audience full of sandheads, you think?
I don't know. I would say that a good majority of our audience likes Adam Sandler. Wouldn't you?
I don't know. Cam? I don't know. I don't know what they like.
Are there people that are going out like that don't like Adam Sandler?
There are some people that I think don't like Adam
Sandler. That don't
Sandler,
like him?
That are...
You think they'd like us, though, if they didn't like him?
He's more of a low-class kind of humor, you know, fart joke kind of guy, whereas we are very esteemed.
He's not a fart joke guy.
You and I
he's
are very...
He's not a fart joke guy.
We're very classy.
No.
We're very esteemed. Regarded at the highest level.
I don't consider him a fart joke guy.
Great taste.
Okay.
We're like the Mozart.
I would say among our audience that...
Of radio.
I would say that among our audience that he would have a pretty good favorable ranking. High Q rating, if you will.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. He seems like a good guy.
So, I love the wedding singer. It's in my top five Sandler movies. It's in my top five, probably my top five rom-coms. My top five love movies. Rom-coms, not love movies, rom-coms. It's a good one. Either way. Whatever. My Valentine's Day plans, I don't really have any. Might go out, eat, go to a movie or something.
Yeah. Are you going to be sucked in by the industry?
My big teddy bear?
Yeah.
I don't think I'll let big teddy bear get his hands around me.
Big Teddy is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. These teddy bears, have you seen these teddy bears
They've
in the stores?
They've been big for a while.
They're getting bigger.
They've been big for a while. We're getting bigger as people. It only makes sense that the teddy bears will get bigger.
I mean, these
you
things
You have to have
are...
a teddy bear big enough to hug your woman, and women are getting bigger. Well, men are getting bigger.
It used to be the life-size teddy bear was big enough.
Well, people kept getting bigger.
I mean, now these teddy bears are the size of horses. It's a little bit absurd, quite frankly.
The old mutants at table 9. Maybe it was a little too obscure of a reference. Is that one on me, I guess? I've yet to get anybody to say, yeah, I got what you were saying.
Yeah, I totally knew what you meant.
Yeah, maybe that one's on me. Sometimes I forget I'm so much smarter than the audience. Sometimes I forget that.
And now you're patronizing.
Sometimes that's not patronizing. If I was patronizing them, I would say, that's on me. Something like, I should have, I don't know. Maybe I was patronizing them. I don't know. What's the biggest sports story of the day right now? Is there a love theme? Have you thought of a love theme for the show today?
The Redskins are breaking up with Josh Norman.
Okay. Yeah?
The Wild broke up with Coach Boudreau.
That's a little sad that, Josh Norman, I don't know, does it say whether or not he asked for his release? Because he probably thought, oh, man, things are about to get so much better. Ron Rivera's coming, my guy from Carolina.
It seems like Josh Norman, they're describing it as new and fresh. Ready for something new and fresh after his release. Although he did say it's their choice, not mine. But he's excited to start with something new and fresh.
We'll see how much he has left in the tank. But when players get that age, and Josh Norman is at that age where I don't think he's going to do much for a losing/rebuilding team. But I think if you add him to an already good secondary... an already good team, an already good defense, he can still play. Go to San Francisco. Let's just put Norman and Sherman together. Just get those guys playing together. I don't know if that would be much of a fit. I feel like Norman's more is. Is Norman a zone defensive back? He's a zone back too, though, right? So, I mean, I guess that's sort of what Sherman does as well. So, yeah, I guess there is a fit there. Let's do it. Sherman and Norman. Let's go.
Sherman, Norman.
Sherman and Norman.
Thurman
Merman. So that's the biggest story of the sports world right now? Richard.
That's what I got.
Josh Norman?
Yep.
Kick to the curb?
That's all I got for
broken up with?
Unless you're interested in the Minnesota Wild.
Dumped. Dumped on Valentine's Day.
Is it the Minnesota Wild or is that the WNBA team?
Well, I assume it was the Minnesota Wild.
Is that the hockey team?
I would assume so. You also have Myles Garrett doubling down, saying that Mason Rudolph called him a racial slur. Which I feel like if you're Myles Garrett, like, bro, you served your time. You're reinstated. Maybe just drop it.
I kind of want to see it keep going.
You want to see it keep going? I don't think there's anybody alive that wants to see the Myles Garrett stuff keep going except you.
Well, now I want to hear Mason Rudolph's response, because the last we heard from Mason Rudolph was, it's fine. It's water under the bridge. I like Myles Garrett. And now Myles Garrett's coming back with this. Now I want to see what Mason Rudolph says. Oh, I thought it was water under the bridge, Mason.
Yeah.
Now you're back,
I'm fine if they just go ahead and let this die. Got the Daytona 500 this weekend. Got Tennessee, South Carolina. XFL weekend number 2. What are you most looking forward to? All-Star
weekend.
Yeah, we got All-Star weekend. Since you're not going to be in with Love, you've already said you're out on Love.
Well, I got something bigger. going on personally.
You have something bigger going on than the Daytona 500?
I got my Stones tickets secured last night.
What does that have to do with this weekend?
I'm going to be celebratory most of the weekend. I'm going to be excited. I'm going to be in a celebratory mood. So I'll probably.
They went on sale on a Thursday night?
Probably do a lot of parties.
Did you have like a pre-sale?
No, well, they're on sale for the, plebeians today. But I was in the pre-sale as a member of the fan club.
Do you have to pay to be in the fan club?
No.
Smart move. I cleaned up with George Strait tickets. I was a ticket scalper one summer, and George Strait just let me in his fan club, and I got all the pre-sale stuff, just cleaned up on floor tickets.
Well, I'm a little nervous.
George Strait's good, man. He was selling floor tickets for $80. What a guy for his farewell tour. For his farewell tour. Hmm. Now, I don't think it was actually his farewell tour, so maybe he scammed some people there, but he's like, hey, it's my last concert tour. And I went to join his fan club. I kept getting all the pre-sale codes. You get $80 floor tickets. Like third, fourth row, $80. Boom. Sell them in Houston, Texas. San Antonio, his home state. $350, $400 a pop. Just boom, 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 boom. I was buying George Strait tickets left and right. They must have thought I was the biggest George Strait fan around.
Should have been scalping them.
I was. That's what I just said I was doing. I was buying them and selling them online. Did you not hear that part?
No.
You thought I was just buying George Strait tickets in Texas to go
watch?
I thought
you had a lot of family members or something.
To go follow him around tour?
So you were scalping them.
Yeah.
So isn't that illegal?
I don't think so.
I don't think.
Like resale market online.
People used to tell me it's illegal.
It might be illegal. It does seem like it's frowned upon on the sidewalks, but like that's why they always say they need tickets rather than they got tickets. But I mean, I've seen cops watch ticket scalping go down. I think it might be one of those things that's illegal on the books that's
not really
get enforced.
Like gambling, like offshore gambling.
Sure.
Before it was legalized.
Yeah. Shout out to my bookie.
Right. But
so you got a pre-sale ticket, so you were able to get some Rolling Stones tickets?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous.
Did you get enough to flip? Did you get something to resell? You could pay for your concert.
No, I'm not a business shrewd kind of guy.
Could have had a free concert.
I don't mess with all that. I'm not smart in that way.
Okay.
From a business sense.
How much were your tickets?
They come out to 100 and something a piece, 180, something like that.
It'd be hard to make a lot of money on those. You got to be careful.
Yeah. Well, we ended up going.
I don't know what the demand will be since they're going to so many locations and it's not. They're not billing this as a farewell tour, right? I mean, they're not saying this is the last one.
No, they're not calling it a farewell tour.
Yeah. I mean, it could obviously be a farewell tour. Any concert tour could be a farewell tour, but especially if you're, 70 years old? How old are they? 70?
They're all mid-70s? Mid-70s.
So it could be the farewell tour, but yeah, it'd be hard to make some money there. I almost got burnt bad on some Lady Gaga tickets that way, so I don't buy tickets that expensive anymore.
Charlie Watts is 78 now.
I got caught with 8 Lady Gaga tickets for $200 a pop, and they weren't selling. And even one location was like, you got to come down here and pick them up physically.
Oh, yeah?
The day of the concert. I was like, well, they're for my sister for Christmas. Just send them to me. They're like, nope, come down with your sister for Christmas. Or, in April. Yeah. Luckily, thank God, she tore her labrum. She tore her hip. She tore her hip up like 2 weeks before the concert, so they had to refund me. She had to cancel the tour. Thank God.
Lady Gaga did?
Yeah, this was like 5 years ago probably.
Mm.
She messed her hip up. They had to cancel the tour, and I didn't lose $1,000 on Lady Gaga tickets.
That worked out okay.
I was very happy.
Thank God for Lady Gaga.
That's why I went to see A Star Is Born like 6 times. I had to give her thanks for tearing her hip up. And it probably worked out better for her career, too. She's maybe started focusing on acting more. Although, I don't know. Has she had any hits since then? Has Lady Gaga had any hits since she tore her hip up? Can't think of any mega ones over the last 5 years, so maybe it ruined her music career. But, I mean, she had the Star Is Born songs, and those were cool.
Yeah. She showed she's got some acting chops.
Yeah. Yeah, those will help her in the long run.
Yeah.
So you got your tickets. Did you get 2 tickets?
Five, actually.
5 tickets.
Yeah.
Cam, did Cody text you about asking if you want any tickets?
Here we go with this again. We even talked on the show
about us going to the concert with
you. We talked about it on the show.
We talked about it, and I said I would go.
You didn't mean
it. Is that not where we left the conversation?
No, we left
me saying that I would go and hang out with you.
We left the conversation with you saying, oh, they're playing Nissan Stadium because they can't sell out Neyland.
That's where we started the conversation. That's not where we ended the conversation.
Yeah,
I said it would actually be pretty fun to go to. I'd like to go do that. I said, I promise I won't be mean. I'll just sit there and let you enjoy your time. That's where we left the conversation.
I'd have to look at you making your faces like, this is what you like?
With 6 people, you could have put me on one end and you on the other end. You never would have seen me.
I would like
I could have went and bopped around somewhere else completely by myself.
I would really like for you to see them.
Yes, you sure did. Well, you can,
well, the way that our seats are set, or the tickets that we got.
Are they not sold out?
We got the, I don't know. I haven't checked.
I assume
today.
They're sold out by now.
Surely not by now.
You would think so. It's the Rolling Stones.
Maybe. I don't know.
Surely they sold out within an hour. That's what everyone does these days.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's a big stadium, you know, lots of seats to fill.
It's the Rolling Stones.
I mean, I doubt they're sold out from a, you know, there'll be plenty on the resale market.
I'm not talking about resale market.
Nothing's ever really sold out.
That's not true. It's not true. I told you I went to see that Billy Strings guy at the Bijou. There were no tickets there.
Billy Strings.
Now, granted, it's only like, you know, 600 people in that place, but like you could not get – there were no tickets online. There were people lined up on the street that couldn't get – they were trying to buy people's tickets.
Really?
People weren't selling them.
You couldn't get a single ticket?
No.
Wow.
And like in hindsight, I probably should have sold my tickets because like you could have gotten like $200 or $300 for them for like a $30 ticket. Like people wanted them bad.
Sounds like he should have been playing the Tennessee Theater.
That's what I thought too, but maybe he – you know, there was just like five people lined up outside, so – yeah. Maybe not an extra, you know, 1,500 would have came to see him, but
yeah,
it was weird because I had thought the same thing. Nothing has ever truly sold out. And then my brother had called me that night wanting to come to the show. He's like, "There's nothing, you know, there's nothing."
no luck
on StubHub, and he's like, "Check outside." And I got outside. And there's like five people standing there, and I asked him like, "Hey, you selling tickets?" They're like, "No, we're looking. You got any?"
Yeah.
So sometimes things are sold out.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned. You know, I was asking around yesterday about the rear floor. That's what we ended
join
up going
the K.
with.
Join the K. I got to join the queue. Got to join the queue to see if
queue?
To see if I can even get tickets. Thanks a lot, okay. You jerk.
Hop in the queue. I had to get in the queue for the presale.
But yeah, I know.
It
but
passes I'm, pretty quick. You should be able to get right in the queue.
Enter my phone number? Enter my
yes,
phone number?
Yes, and they're going to send you a code, and then you got to type the code in.
So they're really trying to cut down on people getting bots to buy tickets. Well, that's a positive. You know what, Ticketmaster? You're at least trying, so I will not care about entering my phone number and getting you to text me a code because you're trying to cut down on ticket scalping, and I appreciate that.
I really do think you'd like it if you came.
Yeah,
to the
I think I would have too. I was really looking forward to going with you guys.
Well, you can still go with us. You could because those tickets.
Maybe
are all
I
the same.
Can. Maybe if there's any available, I can still go.
We got the general admissions, and again, I'm a little nervous about it. But people kept trying to tell me. They said, "Now you know, if you get back a few rows, you might not be able to see the stage all that well." But they got these big video monitors.
They got big video monitors, and it's a concert. It's not about looking; it's about hearing.
Right. So, from what I understand, the sound on the floor is much better. Anyway, so
well,
it's,
I don't know about all that. I can't
or louder.
I can't speak to that. I don't know. I mean,
I don't know.
I've thought that they were fine.
Yeah.
Whenever I've gone,
I've seen them twice in the lower bowl. And if we get there before the gates open, apparently the views are actually really, really good. If you can get up front at the general area,
they won't let me buy a single. Oh wait, they will let me buy a single.
Yeah, they'll let you buy a single.
I was like, what the hell's happening here? The rear floor, it'll be fine, although you are behind a couple sections, so I'm a little nervous for you, but...
Well, I think it's okay, though. The floor is okay if you get up at the front of the rear floor. So we got to get there early, basically.
Are you going to be able to get there early?
Yeah, I will for this. Yeah.
But you're still... Okay.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there when the gates open, for sure.
$184, I'm not paying $184.
184. That's what they've gone up to, after fees.
Yeah, 184.
Oh,
is that not what it was before? Was pre-sale a little bit cheaper?
It was well after fees. I think it comes out to about that.
Well, that's what it included fees. It was 184.
Yeah,
with fees.
Yeah, it seems about right.
Okay,
it's worth it.
Is that what I had to do? Is that what is? You remember I told you I couldn't remember. Remember I told you there was something that I was supposed to do that week of May and I couldn't remember what it was? Is that what we had talked about maybe? Going to the Rolling Stones that week of May?
I don't know. I always assumed our talks were just kind of – we were just joking around.
Oh, no. I was actually considering going. But,
oh, well, you should go.
But do you remember I told you I booked my flight to the bachelor party at the end of May and I was like, for the life of me, I couldn't remember. I had something to do the week before.
Yeah, maybe it was that.
Maybe it was that.
Yeah.
Either that or life's just crazy like that.
We get you a ticket, we'll go.
Maybe.
We can all be together.
No, I'll sit by myself. Don't worry. Since I wasn't a part of the
ticket
buying
that's
crew.
That's not it. I just never thought you were serious.
I'll think about it. We'll continue to talk some sports on the other side. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Stick with us.
Precision.
Happy Valentine's Day. Cody, you got the Genesis score update for us.
No, I don't have the Genesis score update.
He doesn't have the Genesis score update for us? Okay.
What's it called? The Genesis?
I got it. Don't worry. Still a leader in the clubhouse is Matt Kuchar. He has not teed off today yet. He is teeing off at 313. Joel Damon, never heard of this guy. He's 3 under today so far through 10, and he is 6 under.
That's only one letter away from Jay Dahmer.
As is. Wait, it's what?
It's only one letter away from Jay Dahmer. Because it says Jay Dahmen.
Yeah.
Dahmen.
Sung Kang is 4 under through 8 today. He is at 6 under as well. Of people who already are playing, you might be interested in Tiger Woods, I guess. He got off to a bad start, but I think he has since rallied to get back to even on the day. He's still 2 under.
Your cousin, Patrick Reed, tied for 4th.
I guess he didn't actually get off to a bad start. He birdied his first hole, which was 10, but then he double bogeyed 15. But then he bounced back at 17 with the birdie, so he played a even front nine, which was actually the back nine, but his first nine holes of the day were even. What about Patrick?
What are you doing, Tiger? He's tied for 4th.
Patrick is. Let's go, cuz.
Just staying right there with Siwoo Kim.
Let's go, cuz. You can do it. Let's do it.
Who are you for?
My cuz.
Cuz?
My cuz. Got to root for Patrick.
I think I'm for Kyung-Hoon Lee.
Kyung-Hoon Lee? Okay.
Yeah.
It could be a big weekend for – it could be a whole big week for – I mean, wasn't the other guy Byung-Hoon? Byung-Hoon?
What?
Wasn't that the guy's name? The Parasite director? Didn't he have a
– Bong Joon
– Oh, it was Joon, yeah.
Ho.
The J. I thought it was okay. –
Bong Joon-ho.
Thought it might be Hoon. Never mind.
It could be big for South Korea.
I think I pronounced it as Hoon. But then you're like, wait, it's a J. Why are you saying Hoon?
Was Bong Joon-ho a South Korean?
He was.
Well, there's like 3 South Koreans in the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah.
There. So you got Siwoo Kim.
What a huge week this would be. Dominate the Oscars, then turn around and win the Genesis Invitational?
You got Sung Kang, you got Siwoo Kim, and Kyung-Hoon Lee all within 12 spots of each other here, near the top of the leaderboard.
Okay.
So South Korea having a good showing here at Tiger's Invitational. Sung J-M a little further back. He's tied with Tiger for 24th.
He's probably looking at it glass half full, glass half empty, like, hey, I'm not at the top of the leaderboard, but I am tied with Tiger at his own tournament. That's kind of cool, right?
Yeah. I think that's pretty cool.
Can I interest you, since we're doing updates, can I interest you in Zach Evans, a Zach Evans update?
The running back?
Yeah, it's a big update, huge update. He's got some crystal balls, or at least one crystal ball this morning, that someone's predicting where he's going, which I assume means that this is where it's trending. I don't know, but somebody's saying this for a reason. Can I interest you in it? It's big
yeah,
deal.
Yeah, I'm interested in it.
You interested in it?
Yeah.
How interested in it?
Scale of what?
1 to 20.
1 to 23.
So that'd be on a 1 to 40. What would that be?
About a 4.6.
Okay. Cam, what about you? You interested in the Zach Evans guy?
No.
No?
I hate him.
Not at all?
Yeah, I hate this guy.
Well, good news for you is, Cam, you won't have to root for him if this guy's crystal ball is correct, because he has projected Zach Evans, will go to Florida.
Sweet. I see him getting kicked out of school in about a year and a half.
Florida, huh?
Cam is calling a shot. Kicked out of school in a year and a half.
Yep.
Yeah, you know what? I don't want him either. Is that our official stance? We don't want him?
I've been saying that for 3 weeks.
That you didn't want him?
I'm out on him. Cam is joining me. You're the one, Mr. 3 out of 20, excited to hear about him.
Well, what if that's not really that eager to hear about it. What if he committed, though? I mean, would you change your tune?
No. I'm out.
We got enough running backs, right?
We got enough running backs.
We don't have room for
him. Same thing I said about Chase Hayden. All due respect to Chase Hayden. No room. Seats taken.
No space for you, pal.
Seats taken. You want to sit down at a running back table? Guess what?
There's no room.
Seats taken.
What is that from?
Come on. Another reference you're not getting?
I know that one. Is that
seats taken?
Is that Remember the Titans? Or,
I'm sure it's said Remember the Titans, but Remember the Titans isn't what I'm going for.
It's some kind of race type movie.
No, I'm not going to say this movie is. I mean, there's a couple of scenes
some
with some racial stuff, but it's not. There's not really. I'm going to say no on the racial undertones of a movie.
I think I'm thinking in the wrong direction then.
I feel you're not. I wouldn't say you're in the wrong direction.
Someone doesn't want someone to sit by.
Well,
him
obviously,
for
when
some
I
reason.
Say the seat's taken, and
seat's
the seat's obviously
taken.
Not taken. Seat's taken.
Seat's taken. That's it.
I feel like when you're talking about racial undertones, maybe I'm just, you know, logically drawing my own conclusions, but I imagine you're thinking of something in the Old South, is what I'm imagining you're thinking, because Remember the Titans?
I think so.
It was in Virginia, I guess, but that wasn't, that's kind of the South.
I think that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah, so I mean,
am I on the right track?
That's what I was going to say. I think you're on the right track.
Well, what's the, can I get another hint?
The seat's taken. Seat's taken.
The seat's taken?
The little boy wants to sit on the bus, and the seat's taken.
Can I get another hint?
He gets bullied. That's why the seat's taken, because he's a loser. He's bullied, even though he's not really a loser. Well, he is. He's not very. Yeah, he's. I wouldn't call
Forrest
him a loser.
Gump.
Yeah, yeah. You nailed it. Good job.
It's not it, right?
No, that is it.
That's it?
Yeah. He
really?
Wants to sit down. They tell him the seat's taken.
Oh.
Seat's taken.
That's from Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Nah, you got it.
Yeah, I guess.
Nah. Maybe it's just a bad reference again.
No, I mean, I think that most people probably got that
Maybe
one.
Maybe not.
I mean, that was an Academy Award-winning movie.
Yeah. I mean, Cam had it for sure.
Yeah. It shouldn't have beaten Pulp Fiction. That was a little ridiculous. Wasn't that like a great year for movies? Was it 94?
I would say of that year, Shawshank was my favorite of the three.
Oh, God, that was the same year?
Yeah, I think Shawshank deserved it over both of those movies.
Yeah, I would agree. I didn't realize it was the same. Oh, my God, yeah.
Don't get me wrong, Pulp Fiction's good, but Shawshank.
Pulp Fiction, Forrest Gump, and Shawshank.
Don't even forget
in
about
one
The
year.
Lion King.
Well, I mean, sure.
Was it nominated?
Yeah,
I don't think it was nominated, but it was just a big movie. It was just a big movie year.
That's a huge year. So Forrest Gump won the Oscar?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I mean, Forrest Gump's pretty good.
Yeah, but I mean, against Pulp Fiction and Shawshank, I'm with you. I think Shawshank should have won. 1994, Oscars.org.
D2 Mighty Ducks, Richie Rich, what a year. What a great year for movies, Cam.
Schindler.
What a fantastic year for movies. You got The Lion King.
Schindler's List was that year, too.
Dumb and Dumber.
Man, yeah, they were coming with heat that year.
D2 Mighty Ducks, Blank Check. I love Blank Check.
Oh, so this would have been the 95 Oscars. Hang on. I'm looking at the 66th Academy Awards.
Loved Richie Rich. I mean, people like, was that Beverly Hills Cop 2 or 3? Because 3, no, people don't like 3. People do not like Beverly Hills 3.
Forrest Gump won Best Director that year. Elton John won Original Song.
Little Giants as well. My goodness, what a year.
Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
That was from The Lion King, right?
Tarantino won Screenplay for Pulp Fiction. Actor in a leading role was Tom Hanks for Forrest Gump.
I thought he was pretty good.
He beat Morgan Freeman.
From Shawshank?
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman's thought of to be the lead actor in Shawshank?
That's what at the Academy.
You agree with
year.
That?
I don't know. Morgan Freeman seemed more like the supporting guy, but maybe that's because of the plot.
What do you mean?
Like
because
Andy
the movie's
seemed like
the
main guy. But
he's the protagonist, but does
but
he carry the movie?
That doesn't necessarily mean that he's the, you know.
Cam, do you care to weigh in here?
I don't know.
Excellent contribution by you, Cam.
Yeah, no,
great job. All right, moving on.
Cam, did you see Shawshank?
Yeah, I saw Shawshank.
Okay. That may be the greatest movie.
As Houston points out, he texts in saying that Freeman was the narrator. He was the narrator, but that doesn't mean he was the one, you know, on the screen the most.
Tom Hanks
beat. What was the screen breakdown? Cam, can you Google the screen breakdown and see how much airtime each person got? Because to me, it's a little surprising.
Tom Hanks beat Morgan Freeman, and he beat Travolta from Pulp Fiction. Actor in a supporting role,
so
Martin
Travolta
Lando.
Is the lead actor of Pulp Fiction?
That's, yeah, at the Academy that year. That's what they had.
Does that check out as well?
I think so.
Okay. Pulp Fiction's a weird one for me with how it breaks down in screen time.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, it's a weird, strange kind of deal. Actor in a supporting role went to Martin Landau for Ed Wood. Did you ever see that?
No.
He beat Samuel L. Jackson and Gary Sinise.
I guess Travolta would have gotten more airtime, right, because he had the storyline with the girl where he's dancing.
Yeah. Tim Robbins wasn't even nominated for a supporting actor.
Okay. So do we care still about Zach Evans if he's going to Florida? Are we scared of him? Do we?
No.
Do we do like Cam does and immediately kicked him out of school within a year?
I think I'm with Cam. I think he seems like a problematic kind of guy. Seems like a lot of drama.
We have discussed it before. Like, how many times does somebody have a recruitment with like this that ends up going well?
He does seem problematic.
Maybe there's some examples out there. I don't follow recruiting enough, but the only one that comes to my mind is Torrance Gibson, and we never heard of that guy do anything on a football field. Would suck if he went to Florida, but...
Yeah. What is your all-time greatest movie?
My all-time greatest movie?
Like, what do you think the GOAT is?
The Godfather is the greatest movie. That's not my favorite, but it's probably the greatest.
You think it's the one or two?
One.
One? Like, just from a film perspective?
Yeah. I think that gets... I don't think that's a hot take. I think that's what people tend to think.
Yeah.
There might be some older ones, like Citizen Kane or something. I don't know. But, like, I don't
nobody really watched those.
Yeah, I didn't watch those. They don't study them in film school or whatever.
The snobby Hollywood elites act like those movies matter, but nobody watched Citizen Kane.
I would say it probably matters.
Back in the day, it mattered, but yeah. Now, like, nobody's.
I've always wanted to go back and watch it, but I just never see it on. It's never on TV.
Or like
it's
Gone
never
with
on my
the
movie
Wind.
Channel.
I mean, are you really going to sit down and watch Gone with the Wind or, you know, Casablanca?
I feel like I should have seen Gone by the Wind, but it's too long.
I think there's a certain, like, threshold, like,
it's
in
like,
time.
It's like the people who claim Bill Russell is the greatest basketball player of all time. Like, bro, Bill Russell would be lucky to come off the bench in today's basketball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, he just had all the rings.
That's what I'm saying. He was great when there were four teams and
yeah,
and all that. But Bill Russell trying to guard LeBron James wouldn't go very well for him.
Probably not. No.
No.
Movies are just, like, with technology and everything, it's just – I mean, there's certain things
like
you
Wilt
can...
used to give Bill Russell like 40 something a night. It's just his team was better, so they would win.
Yeah. There's certain things I guess you can appreciate still from back in the day, like the dialogue and all that. But I mean, the movies are not even close.
Yes, movies. Same with music. Anything pre 1980 kind of just sucks at music too. Like it's just
no music.
We all just get caught up with the old stuff and pretending like it's good.
Music kind of went the opposite way.
I would say The Godfather would be a lot of people's answer there, though. It's not my favorite.
Well, what do you think your favorite would be?
My favorite?
Do you have a favorite?
My favorite movie, I mean, I got a handful probably, but I always go with White Men Can't Jump. That's just my favorite movie.
Okay.
I love Woody Harrelson.
Yeah?
I love Pick Up Basketball. I love gambling, so it checks off like three. Rosie Perez is in it, and she's pretty attractive. Like, that one always that one checks off a lot of the boxes for me.
It's got everything you need.
It's got everything I need. Trash talking. It's good. That's probably my favorite. But I recognize it's not anywhere near the greatest movie ever made. It's the best basketball movie ever made.
Do you have
but.
Like a greatest that you've seen that you – like White Man Can't Jump's your favorite, but do you have a greatest that's not – like your
one that
your
I would consider
greatest.
Really, really good but like also my favorite?
Yeah.
One that I would consider an excellent piece of film that I would also say is one of my favorite.
I guess so, yeah. I guess that's what I'm asking.
I liked know. I liked There Will Be Blood, but I don't really go back and ever watch it again. But I remember like watching it, and it was
really good.
Heralded as like one of the best movies ever, just like in terms of the filming and the acting in it. And I thought it was really good. But again, it's one of those where I don't really want to go back and watch it.
Yeah.
But the first scene, he like falls in the well or whatever and has to drag himself out. He's just dragging himself across the desert, basically, or I guess the plains, the dirt. There's no music in the first part of it. Just kind of sets the agony of it. I appreciate that. It's like great filmmaking and also being a good movie. I don't know.
All right.
Do you have something you want to say, or
not really? Yeah. I just kind of thinking about it. I mean, I was thinking about how great Shawshank is.
And honestly, I'm probably lying about that. There Will Be Blood was great, but I've only watched it like twice, maybe. Yeah. So I can't call it one of my favorites. Shawshank might be the closest to that.
It's up there.
Yeah, in terms of getting recognition for being great, but also being able to watch it anytime.
Also likable.
Yeah, I would say that might be the answer.
It might be. It's definitely top five.
Hour one in the books, hour two on deck. We'll kick it off with headlines. Is Titanic a good Valentine's Day movie?
I think so.
Does get a little steamy.
Yeah. I've always liked Titanic.
No, it's a good movie. I'm asking, though, is it a Valentine's Day movie?
Like that you would watch with your lover?
Yeah, like is it a romantic movie that like makes you leave feeling good about love because, you know, the ending...
Spoiler alert.
The whole ending. Like, I don't want to say it's like Romeo and Juliet, but I mean, there's no happy ending here.
Well, that's kind of love in a sense, isn't it?
Is that what you want to be reminded of, though, on Valentine's Day? They're like, hey, eventually you're all going to die?
Or eventually this is going to come to a screeching halt?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I don't know, you got to be realistic, don't you? Romeo and Juliet's a great love story.
Is it?
Yeah. One of the greatest ever.
I mean, I know we say that, but I don't know why. I think it's more
first about, of its time kind of thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it might go back to more of the whole Citizen Kane argument we were having about how it's something we're supposed to like because it was an innovator. But well, I mean, like Romeo and Juliet, if you get down to it, not that good of a love story. They're just kids wanting to run off and parents hate each other.
Yeah, and they did. I mean, and then it ends Taylor up with, Swift made a song about it.
But then it ends up with double suicide. Like, I don't understand, like, why we...
Sometimes that's how love ends, you know?
You're like, they're like, what, 15, 16, 17 years old? Like...
It was tragic.
Teen suicide. We were making that a good love story. They just loved each other. They really, you know, what angsty teenager doesn't want to betray their parents and run away with the first boy or girl that gives them attention? I don't understand why we celebrate.
Well, it was the first to do it, though. I mean, Shakespeare,
I get that.
You're saying Shakespeare wasn't brilliant?
No, I never said that. Shakespeare, very brilliant.
I mean, for its time, pretty impressive.
Right, but we talk about it still in 2020 and...
It's okay that some things set a precedent that should be respected and admired still.
I'm admiring that he was ahead of his time, and I get all that. I'm just was just simply saying that.
I'm guessing you're anti-Beatles?
No. I'm not anti-Beatles. But I don't understand what that has to do with this conversation.
I don't know. You just seem very much against things from the past a lot of times.
Do the Beatles have good love songs?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what are they?
The Beatles love songs?
Yeah.
Pretty much everything they wrote was a love song.
Then we can bump those on Valentine's Day. My point wasn't that we
Love Me Do.
Put on some Love Me Do during Valentine's Day.
Hey Jude.
Yeah. Is Hey Jude a love song?
I think so.
I don't get love vibes from that one. Are you sure that's a love song?
I don't know. Pretty much everything they wrote had a love
song. Was Hey Jude a love song? I guess it could have been. I don't really know the lyrics to it.
Let's see what Something. Oh, yeah. Something in the way she moves. Take a sad song
and make it better.
Something.
You're made to go out and get her the minute you let her under your skin. Then you. I don't know about this one.
And I love her.
I don't feel like that's a love song.
Don't let me down.
I don't feel like Hey Jude's a love song.
Maybe not. Something would be there.
Seems more like a... maybe Jude is Jude like a troubled soul? Is that it? Is Jude living with a lot
of stress?
You know,
I don't know. Knowing the Beatles, it could be a drug song.
Maybe they're supposed to let the woman in to be better, to make them better. I don't know.
It could be about acid. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something would be their number one love song,
okay.
I think.
Then play it on Valentine's Day. I wasn't.
In My Life, maybe. In my life, I've loved them all. Probably not In My Life. What are your favorite Beatles songs?
Come Together.
Right Now?
Yeah, but the Aerosmith version.
Can you name all four Beatles?
Yeah.
Full names?
Yeah. John Lennon.
Right.
Paul McCartney.
Good start.
Ringo Starr.
There you go. And
this is the one. George, was it George?
Yeah.
George Michaels.
Not George of the Jungle.
George Michaels.
Not George Michaels.
You sure?
Positive. Yeah.
I got faith it was George Michaels.
It was not.
George.
I'll bet you $100.
George.
Put it on the board.
Is this a common guy?
Yeah, he's pretty well known. He's dead.
George. What the hell is George's name?
Is he dead? Yeah, he's dead.
I assume he's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
Is Paul not the only one still
Paul
alive?
Paul and Ringo are alive.
Ringo are alive?
Yeah, George is dead.
When you tell me George's last name, I'm going to be upset because obviously I should know it. You probably assumed I wasn't going to get Ringo. I imagine that was the one you thought I wasn't going to get, or no?
I thought you'd get Ringo stuff.
Okay, so you
thought George's last name might be what held you up.
No, I don't have it. I don't have it.
You don't have it?
I don't have it.
You're not going to get it?
No.
Think Bachelor host.
Harrison.
Yeah.
I know Chris Harrison's name.
Yeah.
But I didn't know George Harrison's name. Chris Harrison has done more for me than George Harrison has.
I mean, I don't think that's true.
Just when you get down to it.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
I think the influence that the Beatles had on today's popular music is still very, very poignant. Could you name one?
Does that matter? Is that a good thing? You constantly talk about how terrible popular music is today. So, like, is that a good thing that the Beatles have influenced
it? It's just continued to evolve.
What if the Beatles didn't happen and somebody else that came along that could have influenced it better and music could have been better?
Yeah, like the Stones. It's just continued to evolve. Could you name one member of Pink Floyd?
Pink Floyd?
Yeah. Could be original or current.
How many people are in Pink Floyd?
I don't know. I mean, there were several.
How many people are in the band?
There's two guys you should probably know the name. I mean, not necessarily, but, you know.
What was the guitarist's name?
That's what I'm asking.
Oh, dang it.
David.
I accidentally looked at my phone.
David.
I don't know why. I like when people ruin our games.
I don't either.
Brandon texts me David Gilmore, so Brandon
What are
knows.
You doing, Brandon?
I just happened to glance down at my phone.
What are you doing?
I've never heard of David Gilmore.
Can you name the two Stones that aren't Mick Jagger and Keith Richards?
I can't.
I said one of them earlier.
I don't care.
The drummer?
Mm-mm.
Charlie Watts?
Never heard of him.
Ronnie Wood?
Heard of Ronnie Wood. This is a fun game. Let's keep playing.
How many rock and roll bands can you name?
Just rock and roll bands?
Yeah. You made me do it with NBA players.
The over-under. Well,
could you name 60 rock and roll bands?
It's a sports show. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Does Puddle of Mud count?
Yeah, sure.
I still couldn't name 60. But Puddle of Mud, I got them. Stain, do they count as rock and roll?
Yeah, you can count them.
Or are they just rock?
You can count them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stain and Puddle of Mud were my guys. Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
Kid Rock and the Twisted Trucker Band. Twisted Brown Trucker. I think
I don't remember.
I think that was the name of the band that played in the Twisted Brown Trucker. Is that what it was? Kid Rock and the Twisted.
Something about the Trucker. Something about a Trucker.
Truckers!
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it was Twisted Brown Truckers. No, that's about all I got.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Fun game.
Yeah.
Anything else? Any other questions? We can just have a quiz segment.
I don't know. You want to ask me stuff?
No.
You want to ask Cam something?
He's busy.
Cam, can you name a member of Queen that's not Freddie Mercury?
Nope.
I would have gotten
I'm
Freddie Mercury.
I'm really bad at music.
I could have gotten Freddie Mercury.
Couldn't you get the other guy?
No.
You can get the guitar player.
No, I can't.
Brian.
Adams.
No, but that is a guy from back then.
Yeah. That's the guy saying we didn't start the fire, right?
That's Billy Joel.
Oh.
Can you sing We Didn't Start the Fire? How much of you think you could sing half of that song?
No, absolutely not.
I don't think I could either.
I could just sing the chorus. But I don't even know if I can sing the whole chorus. I just know we didn't start the fire.
I used to
be. But it was always burning. But it was always burning.
Since the world's been turning. Yeah. Yeah. I used to be able to sing that song because I had a history teacher in like 10th grade. And for some reason, part of the history class was learning that song. Like current event, like events yeah. from the 60s.
That seems like a really stupid class. While the Chinese students are in China gearing up to be scientists and astronauts, your history teacher was teaching you Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire.
Well, I mean, in terms of history, I think it was kind of a good exercise.
Sure, yeah. Seems like it's really paid off for you.
Well, I mean, you learn about different...
do you think there's sports radio in China?
Walter Winchell, Joe
DiMaggio?
Yeah,
there's sports radio in China.
Yeah, I bet.
Imagine telling your parents in China that you're going to do sports radio. Because my dad was already depressed, and my other alternative was be a cattle farmer. And my dad looked at me like I was the biggest loser in the world when I told him I was going to go do radio. I can only imagine what the Chinese kids have to feel when they tell their parents what they want to go do.
I would imagine they're probably disappointed really at the lack of mathematics.
I was really hoping you would go with like Grateful Dead, and I could have got that guy. I would have won that one.
You would have got that guy?
Yeah. John Mayer. Boom.
That's what I would have
got
said
him.
Too.
John Mayer. Boom.
No Jerry Garcia.
I would have gotten Jerry Garcia, but that's it. That's the only member I would have gotten. But I would have said John Mayer first, just for comedic effect.
Yeah. John Mayer's good.
Yeah.
Everybody likes John Mayer, I think.
Yeah. Good exercise. I'm actually impressed. I did pretty well. Got most of the Beatles members.
Could you name two?
Got George, too.
Could you name two guys from Led Zeppelin?
Led and Zeppelin.
Could you name one guy from Led Zeppelin? Surely to God.
Jim Morrison was the Doors, right?
Yes.
I was waiting for you to say the Doors, too, so I could get that.
I couldn't name anybody else from the Doors.
I was just waiting for the Doors, though, to get Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison was the Doors.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting
on. You know, Jim Morrison, he didn't even play instruments. He was like
only
a
the
poet.
Singer?
He was basically a poet that could
good for
just,
him.
I mean, he was,
just looked the part. I feel like he looked the part.
He was a really impressive
yeah.
guy.
Like Nirvana, I was waiting on that. Like the Goo Goo Dolls. No, not the Goo Goo Dolls. I can't name anybody from the Goo Goo Dolls. The Foo Fighters. I was waiting on those. I could have named a couple people from there.
Dave
yeah.
Grohl.
Yeah.
And Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
And
Dave Grohl.
And who else?
Well, Dave Grohl was also in Nirvana.
Right.
So I got two from Nirvana.
Two from Nirvana. Not one from Led Zeppelin? This may be the biggest. Surely, you got to name one from Led Zeppelin. You can name three Beatles, two Stones. You got to get somebody from Led Zeppelin.
I can't get anybody from Led Zeppelin.
Oh.
I was born in 1990.
I know, but I feel like most people your age, my age, could still name one member of Led Zeppelin, even if they don't like rock and roll.
Van Halen.
Van Morrison.
Yeah, that's who I was going to say, but he's in Van Halen, correct?
No.
He's not? Van Morrison's not in Van Halen?
No, he's a different
guy. Is he in Led Zeppelin?
No, he's a different guy completely.
Okay.
No relation to Jim Morrison, as far as we know.
Okay. I can name the 10 members of the Backstreet Boys in NSYNC. I can do that.
That's not something I could do, so.
I can get a couple members of 98 Degrees.
Yeah. Jimmy.
Really just. Snuka? No, he was a wrestler.
Jimmy.
Jimmy
guitar player.
No, that's Metallica.
Guitar player starts
Jimmy,
with Jimmy.
Jimmy. Well, I'm thinking Jimmy. I think of Jimmy Carter.
That was that's a president, Democratic
right?
president.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of work in Georgia now.
Jimmy.
He's still out helping the community.
No, Jimmy, at his
old age.
No Jimmy.
You can't think of any guitar players named Jimmy.
Hendrix, but he wasn't in there.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I was just making sure.
Yeah. You can name him Jimi Hendrix.
Jimmy Page.
Hmm.
Jimmy Page.
And he was in who?
Led Zeppelin.
And he played what?
Guitar.
I never heard of him.
How about Robert?
Kardashian?
Lead singer Robert.
Osborne? Was that Ozzy's first name? Osborne?
No.
If you asked Black Sabbath, I'd have gotten Ozzy Osbourne.
Think like, Stairway to Heaven. Do you know that song?
Yeah, I know Stairway to Heaven for sure. Everyone knows Stairway to Heaven.
What would you do with a turnip in the garden?
Leave it in the garden because turnips are gross.
If you were going to put a seed in the garden to create something, you would be...
Plant it.
Right.
Do you plant turnips?
I don't know.
That seems like
Robert,
a confusing
Robert
first.
Robert Plant.
I never heard of him.
Okay. Then there was John Paul Jones. He could play basically anything. And then John Bonham, really maybe the greatest drummer ever.
If you asked me Bon Jovi, I could have gotten John Bon Jovi, too.
Yeah, they
suck. U2, I would have gotten Bono.
Could you get Bono's guitar player?
You could ask me Metallica, I could have gotten
Lars
Ulrich. Yeah. Lars Ulrich. I just remember him because he tried to ruin Napster when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So he stands out to me, a real jerk. But he was doing what he had to do, you know? He was protecting the music industry, and what always is right isn't always popular, you know?
Yeah, so somebody had to do it.
I respect Lars for doing it, but I hated him when I was 9. That was pretty good. Cam, were you impressed? I did pretty good with that music quiz, right?
I was impressed.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
I wouldn't have gotten any of it.
I don't think you got hardly.
Thanks.
I don't think I
did pretty good.
I got
Bon Jovi. I got Ozzy Osbourne. I got two guys in Nirvana.
You really?
Most people probably don't even know Dave Grohl is in Nirvana, but I did.
I think everyone knows that.
I don't think that's true. Cam, did you know that?
Nope.
Cam didn't know that, so I got that. I got, 8 points there? That was pretty good. That's pass, 80%. Nice. Happy Valentine's Day to me. Valentine's Day miracle. Don't forget Kid Rock and the Twisted Brown Trucker. I did know that, too. Another point. Puddle of Mud, even though I didn't name the singer there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did great.
It was kind of a knockoff Kid Rock, if I remember correctly.
The Puddle of Mud singer?
Kind of looked like a knockoff Kid Rock, if I remember correctly.
What songs did they have?
Blurry. I liked Blurry a lot.
How does that go?
Everything's so blurry, nothing is real.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's about a son, like a son's lead. Like
oh,
a,
she hates me?
I remember she hates me,
she,
too.
She hates me, yeah.
Those might be the only two Puddle of Mud songs
I
know.
I try, so, yeah.
Control, maybe?
Spin You Around.
I can't control you. Yeah,
Spin You
Control.
Around.
Control is also a Puddle of Mud song. Spin You Around, I don't.
I want to spin you around. It's
something. You're thinking that was Push You Around is what you were just.
No, that's Matchbox 20.
I was
going to
say,
right?
That's not, yeah.
Or is that a different push? To push me. That's Matchbox 20.
Yeah.
No, Spin You Around is like.
I don't remember that one.
I want to say it's kind of a sexual song.
I was probably in the top 15% of Puddle of Mud fans too, and I don't know that one. So, I knew three or four.
Well,
Fred Durst was in Limp Bizkit. That's another point. Don't forget that. Travis Barker was in Blink-182, as was Mark and Tom. More points. I'm killing this quiz.
You're doing great.
Stick with us. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Cindy and Scott are newlyweds. Whoopity-doo! He loves her, but she loves this guy right here. And he loves somebody else. You just can't win.
And so it goes until the day you die. This is real rock music right here. Sandman. That's real rock music.
I was trying to show you Sympathy for the Devil during the break.
Yeah, no thanks.
Why is Mick Jagger dressed like a woman?
I just didn't understand. I didn't get it.
It's Mick Jagger, bro.
Is that how you feel when we do these quizzes? Like just helpless?
Yeah, sometimes. Like the NBA?
Yeah.
Basically. Now you know how I feel.
I mean, I think I did way better than you did. I did pretty good. I got, 15?
You couldn't name 60.
I got, 15 points.
I think I did way better. I named
60. I didn't get any strikes.
I named 60 NBA
players. I got,
15 players.
Things right without any strikes.
You got several strikes.
No, I didn't.
You couldn't even name the George Harrison.
I got George right.
You said
everyone
his last
knows it goes
name.
By George.
You said George Michael was his name.
I like Faith. Another point. I knew George Michael sang Faith.
You don't just get a point for every.
That's another point. Covered by Limp Bizkit, who many say did it better.
I know that Michael Jordan played in the 90s, and so did Scottie Pippen. There's a point.
Yeah, you got a point for that. If the quiz would have been 90s basketball players, or just basketball players in general, sure. Point for Cody. Good job. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. There's not a lot going on today.
I mean, we can get into some XFL stuff this weekend. We can get into Tennessee, South Carolina. We can talk about love.
Let's talk about love.
Let's talk about love. Love. It's a funny thing. Sometimes it makes you laugh. Sometimes it makes you cry.
Love
sometimes
hurts.
Sometimes you cry while you're laughing.
Love hurts.
Sometimes love hurts if you're doing it right.
Sometimes you have love in the first degree.
And that when someone says that in songs, I've heard love hurts. You know, John Legend once said love hurts sometimes if you do it right. Do you think he was talking about love making or just how if you're loving someone, you'll eventually be hurt? Cam,
I think
let's go to you first. He says love hurts sometimes if you do it right. And I didn't know if that was him talking about sex or just if you love somebody, they're going to hurt your feelings sometimes. Or is it both? Many people say that, you know, the good parts of music has multiple meanings. What was John Legend talking about in Save Room when he said that, Cameron?
I think he was going feelings. John doesn't seem like he's being too painful in the other aspects of his life. So I think he was going feelings there.
Was that you taking a shot at John? You don't think John was putting it down back in the day? Is that what you were saying?
No. Maybe, yeah, kind of. No, he's fine. I love John Legend. Respect the man. Respect him very much. But, yeah, I think he was going feelings here. I think he was going feelings here.
Got
I
a little
that's
bit
like his niche.
Got a little bit of breaking news.
Is it about Man City?
Yeah, this big breaking news in the sports world. Manchester City have been banned from the Champions League for 2 seasons and fined £30 million. Do we have the reason why? Do we see why this happened?
I'm seeing 30 million euros.
Oh, I said pounds. Oh, yeah, I do the same thing.
Where is Man City? Manchester, England,
it's
right?
It's in Manchester, England,
Are there pounds there?
I would imagine.
Where do they use pounds?
Probably in London.
Will euros get you through all of Europe?
I think
in England they only use pounds, right?
Well, right. I was thinking pounds is an English thing.
Didn't they just leave, what was it called?
The Brexit?
Yeah,
EU.
I think the Brexit like keeps everything the same currency in like Europe. If you're like in that, I may be completely wrong on this, but that's what I thought it was.
I thought if I got 50 euros in London, I can use those to get in to see Auschwitz or whatever, right? Or in Paris or wherever.
All right, I got a list of Euro countries. Oh, geez, it's a long list.
There are a lot of European
countries. They apparently violated financial fair play. What does that mean? Just they were paying too much for free agents. They were doing illegal things on the loan market. What the hell does that mean? They laundered money to spend too much.
Hard to say, champ. Hard to know for sure.
Does this shake up the Premier League? I guess now because Man City's running second, a distant second behind Liverpool. But does now Man City will they have to vacate their spot? Does the fifth place team get in the Champions League? Huge news.
I think Liverpool, it's not really going to matter at the end of the day because I think Liverpool's going to run away with the thing.
Well, no, but getting in the Champions League is a pretty big deal.
Liverpool's got the bloody thing wrapped up.
They got the Premier League wrapped up, but the top four of the Premier League getting to the Champions League.
Yeah, sure, but I mean, Liverpool's going to win the Champions League too. I mean, is there anybody else in Europe that can compete with them?
It's some pretty good teams.
It's turning a little Australian now, mate.
Bayern Munich, they're waiting. Bayern Munich. Yeah, it's going to be a tough.
Where is Bayern Munich?
Germany.
Germany, yeah. Spain, is Barcelona or Madrid good?
No, well, they don't play in this. I don't. They do play in it. They do play in it. Sorry, scratch that. Real Madrid, Barcelona. They'll be in there. Yeah.
Now so the Champions League's what really we should be watching, right? Premier League's just England, right?
Premier League is just England. Champions League is all of Europe.
That's more exciting because then you have the different countries, you know. Passions on the line and tradition.
Not so much the country's passion because these players are from all around the world. There's still club soccer.
Okay.
But it's just a bigger thing to win. Those are the best clubs of the world. It'd be like if you took four NBA teams and played against four Chinese Basketball Association teams versus, you know, other leagues, the Australian Basketball League. Now, granted, U.S. would win. But
nobody would care about those things.
Well, I mean, I know, but in soccer it's a little bit more even. You know, people over there, they have multiple leagues.
Right, but there's a pride, a club pride, right? Like a city pride, like Barcelona versus.
Sure. Versus I'm just saying, like, the country is probably, it wouldn't matter so much country wise. Like, I don't think, like, Spain is going to root for Barcelona if they are fans of another team. You know what I mean? Like, if they are rooting
the
for.
The people in Spain?
If they're rooting, like, in Spain, like, they're probably rooting for Barcelona or Real Madrid.
Right.
So I don't think, like, Real Madrid fans are going to root for Barcelona sense of country
rivalry,
pride.
Right?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Like, so for the sense of, like, country pride, that
wouldn't
happen.
Yeah, it's like the Packers versus the Bears.
Right, like Man City fans probably aren't going to root for Manchester United.
No, I understand that.
I guess it would be the other way around because Man United kind of sucks and Manchester City has been the better club the last couple of years. But I doubt Manchester United is rooting for Manchester City.
I understand that. It's more like a city pride, right, with the Champions League.
It's just like regular sports. professional team, yeah.
What is London's team? They got multiple, I would assume.
I would imagine they got multiple.
Like, where are those, like, Tottenham and where are those places? Do you know?
England.
Well, I know they're in England. Like I know Liverpool's on the other side of England.
Yeah.
Manchester's its own city.
Pretty sure Arsenal's in London.
Arsenal's in London. That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah,
Chelsea,
I think so.
Is that a London team?
I think they're in London, too, yeah.
So Chelsea, will they make the Champions League? You know.
They are, I want to say, on the cusp. That's why this Man City getting banned is a big deal, because it opens up for a couple other teams.
So when is the Champions League?
Well, it's weird. It's confusing because there's a Champions League going on right now that was based off last year's standings. So, is it this Saturday or next? I think there's a knockout stage game. Liverpool, I believe, is playing in that. But right now they're qualifying in this year's Premier League for next year's Champions League. Does that make sense?
Who are the teams outside of England that can beat Liverpool? Like, who's the best of the – like, you said Bayern Munich or whatever?
I think Bayern Munich is usually pretty good. Usually,
PSG's usually good.
PSG?
Yeah.
Your guys at
– Paris Saint-Germain?
Your guys at Juventus?
Juventus?
Juventus, usually them.
Juventus,
usually there.
Where is Juventus?
That's in Spain, I believe. They play in the Spanish league, I want to say, with I think they play in La Primera with Barcelona.
Didn't their guy leave? The guy left. We had a headline a while back about Juventus.
I thought Cristiano went to Juventus.
Juventus is in Italy.
Italy? Oh, yeah, well, messed that one up. Dang it. I was faking it so good.
Italy.
I just blew that one.
I think I'll pull for some of the Italian teams.
Juventus?
That might be my team. I think it's Juventus.
Yeah.
I do like Ronaldo.
So, yeah, the next game is, I guess, on Tuesday. They've been on a two-month break as they get set for the knockout stage.
How about this? How about we have a soccer thing that we do, like, every 4 years or something, and just have the countries going against each other?
Like, once every 2 or 3 years?
Yeah.
Like a kind of cup match? Like,
yeah. Like just
everyone
gets
together.
The world stage.
Each country puts together a team of players from that country, and then you get like national pride.
You want to do that around the whole world or just like in Europe?
Whole world.
Mm. Worldwide.
U.S. could even have a team.
Match.
U.S. team would probably never be good enough to sniff the, you know.
Yeah, they already have this. It's called the World Cup.
Yeah. What year?
Or the Olympics.
So will we get to see that in the Summer Olympics?
Yeah, but that teams don't really care in the Olympics.
So the World Cup is really what
matters.
The World
Cup's still bigger than the Olympics, yeah.
So when's the next World Cup? 2022?
Yeah.
22.
Damn it.
To you. Yeah.
I was just thinking I might get into it.
Got to wait 2 years.
I don't have 2 years.
That's sad.
I just meant more like I'm not that patient.
Oh, okay.
I hope I have that, you know, I don't know. But
okay, since you're asking, Chelsea is currently in the fifth spot ahead of Sheffield United by 2 points. But now, since the fifth place team might get in, this opens the door for Tottenham and Everton.
Tottenham, the Hotspur.
Even Manchester United, maybe.
I'm guessing.
Maybe the Wolves. I kind of like the Wolves.
I guess Chelsea and Arsenal is a pretty big rivalry.
Yeah, I believe so. Okay, that was Talking Soccer with John and Cody. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
My name is John Reed, and for years people made fun of me for not drinking beer. I tried to find some replacements, but they were all far too sugary and left me feeling bad. Lucky for me, I found Truly Hard Seltzer. It's refreshing with only 1 gram of sugar. You truly love to see it.
It's the dawn of a new game day, and Truly Hard Seltzer is subbing in for light beer. With 5% ABV, only 100 calories, and that's light and refreshing. Game day with Truly Hard Seltzer. Drink what you truly want. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, drink responsibly.
Got it, Mick Cameron, as I'm starting to get my power rankings ready for best love songs. This is going to be impossible. We can't power rank best love songs. You know how many love songs there are?
There are a lot, yeah.
We can't do that. It's impossible.
Of course it's possible.
It's going to be tough.
I'm looking at a list right here, the 51 greatest love songs ever, ranked.
Then that's not your list.
It's well, not no. your list. You're just going to copy all of the top five?
No, but it puts them in my head. I got to at least get a, you know.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I'm looking at a list, too, and I'm already mad at it because, like, I'm looking at Billboard. I don't know if this is just, like, the way they've done on the chart or whatever, but they got I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston at number five. Like five.
That's a pretty damn good song.
But it's not a love song.
Of course it is.
No, it's a breakup.
It's got the word love in the.
It's a breakup song.
Oh, you're gonna get specific. What do you?
It's not a love song. It's a
it's
breakup song.
It's about love. Breaking
it's
up.
It's about
is
breaking
part of
up.
Love.
It's about ending love.
That's part of love.
When I don't want to listen to love songs. I don't want to listen to a song about breaking up.
That's part of love. That's the end of love.
That's not what you celebrate on Valentine's Day. You're not celebrating the end of love on Valentine's Day.
So we just have to keep the songs to just current love.
I feel like that's a breakup song. That should be on the top breakup song list, not a top of love song. Cam, you agree or disagree?
Do you think it's more of a breakup song?
Okay.
And I
will always love you. Yeah, it's about breaking up.
It says, I'll always love you.
Yes,
is the title,
but
though.
It's about breaking up. It's about going your separate ways. Many people don't know that. Many people fail to listen. They just hear the lyrics. They hear the chorus, and they think it's about eternal love. It's not. It's about breaking up.
Okay, then. Well, we'll try to keep it to just current love that is currently happening.
Am I wrong here?
I guess not. About You're Still the One by Shania Twain.
That's a great song. That's not a breakup song.
You're still the one I want.
Yeah, that's a great song. Great song. Cam, what's your level interest of this weekend's opponent, South Carolina? Tennessee needs it. Tennessee riding a streak where they're playing pretty good basketball. What's your interest level?
Oh, I'm out on this team.
You're out?
I've been out for like 3 weeks.
So you're not back in?
Nope. I don't have faith in them down the stretch, so I'm out.
Will a win on Saturday do anything to bring you back, or no?
They'd have to win a couple in a row. They'd have to beat, like,
so if they beat
not South Carolina.
If they beat South Carolina and Vandy back-to-back, you're not back in for the Auburn game when we'll be live at Hops and Hollers for live voluntary reaction?
I'd be back in then.
Okay.
Yeah, if they're looking good, like, it's not just sloppy wins. If they're looking like, you know, a respectable team going into Auburn, I'll have interest in the Auburn game for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be their chance to, you know, that'll be their shot. So.
Cody, where are you at on this weekend? Tennessee, South Carolina.
Well, I'm back in after the Arkansas game. They pulled me right back. Seems to be every other, like, you know, it's like start of the week I'm not in, and then by the end of the week they pull me in.
Should we do breakup songs instead? Should we just go breakup songs?
That's kind of negative. Well, now I'm making my list for just love songs. You're going to do both? That's a lot.
It's a lot of songs.
Yeah. Do I have to do eight or can I just do five?
You don't always do your MySpace top eight. On Power Rankings, you do five. It's just for
right.
the
that's what I,
ranking
that's
teams.
That's what I thought.
Just when we're ranking teams.
That's what I thought.
NFL.
But the other day,
the
you
XFL.
Made me do
NFL,
eight, XFL.
XFL. That's it. Your football rankings have to have a MySpace top eight. Cam does Cam's six pack. Cam's cool six pack of Miller
Lite. I've never heard Cam do that.
He did a six pack of XFL last Friday.
It's the first time, I guess.
Well, that's the first time Cam's done his six pack. It's the first time he's been included in Power Rankings.
Well, he needs to be included more often.
Well, Cam, if you want to get a six-pack of songs together.
Just five. I thought we're just doing five now.
That's true.
I don't. There are a lot of love songs out there.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
going
to be hard to narrow down. It's
going
to
be tough. Can we do breakup songs instead?
I think we just got to do our favorites.
I think we should just do breakup songs.
Oh, then I got to restructure my list if we do breakup songs.
Well, that's why I'm giving you a warning.
Well, where am I going to find
the time? You vote love, I vote breakup. How about you do love, I do breakup, and Cam, you do...
Making love.
Love making? Yeah. Would that be better? Yeah. Less overlap here?
Yeah, it's probably. There won't be a lot of overlap with mine anyway. You won't
okay,
know.
You do love songs. No, I want to do love songs. I want to do what you're doing.
Well, do what I'm doing.
But breakup songs deserve some credit, too.
Why don't we do both?
You said that would be too hard.
It wouldn't be too much, would it, to do both?
South Carolina's really bad on offense.
Are they?
They're just not good at shooting. Tennessee should be allowed to, Tennessee should be able to keep this a low-scoring game. Like South Carolina's been playing better, but they're still not a very good team on offense. They shoot a lot of long twos. They don't get a lot of layups. 76% of their shots come away from the rim, which is a, you know, a really low number. that's a good thing for Tennessee. You know who has struggled. That makes me think this isn't going to be a big Uroš game. This would be a similar type of lineup I think you had against. Who do we just play on Tuesday?
Arkansas.
Yeah, where they didn't have a player over 6'8". Like you might be able to get by with the Jalen Johnson lineup at power forward, or you know, I guess play Pons at power forward and Jalen at the three. Like you don't have to have two bigs out there. They take a lot of mid-range jumpers, which isn't a good shot in today's basketball. So Tennessee should be able to, you know, keep this team relatively low scoring. They're not good at shooting three. They shoot sub 32%. They do have a pretty good shooter, though, in Bolden. Bolden's pretty good. But outside of that, the rest of the team, not very good. Why they've been playing better basketball, though, is their defense. South Carolina's defense is a top 10-ish defense over their last 10 games. They are, I believe, 11th in the country. So they're playing at a very high level. They held Arkansas under a point possession. They held Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Georgia, and us, the first time we played, 2.8 points per possession or lower. So, I mean, that is a pretty good defense they're playing. And right now, teams aren't shooting very well from three against them. Over the last 10 games, again, this is when they started playing better, teams are shooting less than 25% from three. So, their defense is keeping them in the game. This is going to be another one of those slugfest games. The pace might get high, so you're able to score points. Like, Arkansas was able to score 77 points against them, but it just took a lot of possessions to do it. Like, it took a lot of a high-paced game to do. However, Tennessee's been getting lucky the last couple games in terms of drawing a lot of fouls. This is another opponent. South Carolina fouls a lot. There are 353 teams in college basketball, Cody. South Carolina fouls more than 350 of them.
So
they are 351st out of 353 when it comes to foul rate.
So this is going to be one of those slow games.
Yep.
One of those.
It's going to be ugly, and hopefully Tennessee doesn't get screwed by the home whistle. Hopefully a team that has shown you they're going to foul a lot, hopefully the refs are ready for it and call the fouls, and Tennessee can get some cheap points from the free throw line.
It's going to be one of those games that drags out, and it'll be a dirty kind of game, I imagine. Ugly kind of game.
Precisely.
Like the first one.
Precisely. The first one was abysmal. Tennessee is going to get open looks at three. South Carolina has been lucky that they haven't been hitting them. Tennessee needs to hit whatever open looks they have from three. They're going to have to hit them to win this game, in my opinion. Unless South Carolina just gives you a whole bunch of fouls. Going to be a fun game. I expect that line to come out where South Carolina is going to be a 2 or 3 point favorite. South Carolina is a slight favorite on ESPN's Basketball Power Index.
South Carolina's favorite in the game.
Yeah, the official line hasn't come out yet, but they'll be a 2.5, 3.5 point favorite, somewhere between there. Mm-hmm. This is a game that Tennessee's supposed to lose, but it's still one that I'm looking at as a coin flip. We'll power rank a whole bunch of love songs and breakup songs, maybe. Who knows? Coming up next, let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
245 Tech is a novel lies on their side. Yeah, 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 yeah. Go, go, power
rankings.
Go, go, power
rankings.
Go, go, power
rankings.
I need more than power
rankings.
It's going to be so tough to figure this out, but let's go power ranking. Cody, what are you power ranking? Love songs?
Yeah, I've got love songs and breakup songs.
Okay.
But I can just do love songs or whatever.
Okay, do what you got to do.
I don't know how this
we'll figure it out. It's going to be tough. I got like two lists going too. We gave Cam the easy one. Here we are for my best love. We'll figure it out. Go.
All right, best love songs for me. Please remember this is my list.
Be such a bad list. But
no, some of them are actually you will appreciate a couple of them, but mostly it's just my personal list, my songs. But you will find a few of them on the top love song lists. Number 5, Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman. You know, you familiar with that one? Recorded in Muscle Shoals.
Never heard it.
Recorded in Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
Never heard it. Yeah, I've heard when a man loves a woman. When a man loves a woman.
Can you bellow it out like Percy?
Not like Percy.
When a man
I can belt it out, but not like Percy.
You know, Percy was singing in a field.
We've heard the
story. In Muscle Shoals, Alabama.
We're familiar with it.
And they just happened to find him. He was just a local guy there. And they brought him in the studio, and he put out that. He put that out. So Percy Sledge gets my number five. Number four, Eric Clapton, Wonderful Tonight. Familiar with that one?
You look
wonderful tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I got it.
Number three, Make You Feel My Love. I'm sure you know that one.
Which version?
I'll go Adele.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan wrote it, but Bob Dylan, you know, he wrote everything.
Garth had a version to it, too.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Adele's is better.
Yeah. I'll go, it's hard to pick Bob over Adele. So, although there's something to be said for the original, Bob did his thing. But, you know, I didn't even know Garth did one, but that's how irrelevant that one was.
Might have been for a movie, Hope Floats, I think, with Sandra Bullock, I think, was when he did it.
Yeah, pretty irrelevant, I guess. But Adele, she made it very pretty. So Make You Feel My Love, number three. Number two.
I always thought it was I'll Go Crawling Down the Aisle to You, not Avenue. When I was a kid, I always sang it, I'll Go Crawling Down the Aisle to You. Yeah, I thought it was Aisle to You.
If you listen to Bob's version, it's
clearly
Avenue.
With Garth's version, it sounded like Aisle to You.
To You.
With Adele's version, it also sounded like Avenue. Yeah. So
Bob's is more clear because Bob can hardly sing. Okay. So you can really tell what the words are. Number two, Wild Horses by the Rolling Stones. Couldn't Drag Me Away. It's a beautiful song. It's the one beautiful song they ever did. It was all nasty sex and rock and roll. But the one beauty, Wild Horses, very beautiful song. Number one, Elton John, Your Song. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. You can tell everybody that this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, so beautiful, so well written. Shout out Bernie Taupin.
Okay. I'll run through my list real quick. Five, right. Shania Twain, You're Still the One, great song.
Yeah.
You're Still the One, great song. It narrowly edged out, I really like the Randy Travis Forever and Ever, Amen. My love is deeper than the holler. But I gave the edge to Shania Twain.
I didn't even have any country songs.
To me, number four, I went with also To Make You Feel My Love. Number three, I went with If We Were Vampires. Are you familiar with that song? Jason Isbell?
No.
That one gets me. It's basically just about life ending, but cherishing the moments you have with your lover because, you know, the fact that you're dying makes life worth living and makes love mean something. It says basically the idea of the song is if we were vampires, we wouldn't have to appreciate and hold each other's hands because we're going to be here forever. Okay. But we're not. Therefore, we must appreciate the times we have with each other. Number two for me, Endless Love. Sure, maybe I think about Happy Gilmore when I hear it and him in there playing ice hockey with the publicist from the tour, but it's a great song. Endless Love. Number one, my favorite love song of all time, Al Green, Let's Stay Together.
Classic.
That's my favorite.
That one made a lot of the lists.
Did it?
That
was my number one.
That's good.
Number one, Let's Stay Together.
I like it.
Loving you whether times are good or bad, happy or sad. Number one.
Shout out Al Green.
Yeah. You got breakup songs? Should we go to Cam
Sex songs? I got some breakup
songs. Should we go to Cam Sex songs? Let's save Cam Sex songs.
Okay. I'll go breakup. I'll just run through mine.
Yeah, run through the breakup songs.
Heartless by Kanye, my number five breakup song.
Okay.
My number four breakup song, My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion.
Pretty good.
Titanic.
That's pretty good.
That's a good one. Number three, I got a combo.
Okay.
Go Your Own Way and Silver Springs by Fleetwood Mac. Because Go Your Own Way was Lindsey Buckingham. Stevie Nicks came back with Silver Springs. It was her response to Go Your Own Way.
Okay.
She said, you want to go your own way,
then
Lindsey
go.
Buckingham?
Then go.
Then I'll follow you down till the sound of my voice will haunt you.
Oh.
Silver Springs. Man. Beautiful Fleetwood Mac song.
Yeah.
Number two. Whew, man. Number one is great, but number two is maybe the best country song ever written. I'm kind of struck. You know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to say number two, I Will Always Love You. Whitney Houston.
Oh.
Number two.
Got to go with, this is your list, whatever, but I feel like Dolly's is better as the better breakup song, though. If we're going strictly breakup songs, Don't get me wrong. Whitney did it better. She did it better. But Dolly sounds much more vulnerable and much more heartbroken in the song.
I won't let you bait me into disparaging Dolly Parton.
You don't, I just said Whitney's version was better. But I feel like Dolly's was more heartbreaking. When you hear Dolly's version, it sounds much more like a breakup song.
Yeah, but you can hear the vulnerability. In the ear, though, Whitney Houston.
I mean, I know Whitney's a better singer. Whitney's powerful. Whitney's the GOAT. I get that. I'm just saying Dolly seems more vulnerable. She's on the verge of tears when she's singing. If I... You can just hear she's sad.
She's
Jolene
beautiful.
Has
she's
took
great.
Her man. Jolene has took her man. She wrote Jolene, and I Will Always Love You, and back to like the same day.
Well, you do Dolly's version.
I'm okay.
I'll do Whitney's version.
Fair enough.
Whitney number two, but that was when I first did it. That was my number one.
Okay.
I'm going with George Jones number one. You want to talk about a breakup song? You want to talk about a sad one? He stopped loving her today.
Yeah. Whew. Whew. Familiar with that song, Cam?
Oh my God!
You're familiar with "He Stopped Loving Her Today"? We need to have a new segment where we put Cam up on country music.
Some old country songs.
Yeah,
I mean that's maybe the greatest country song.
He
ever
stopped
written.
Loving her today. Do you know why he stopped loving her today?
I do not.
Because he died.
He Ooh. Did. He died.
He's dead. So now he could officially. This time he's over her Ooh. For good. He had finally okay. moved on.
He stopped loving her.
He'd been missing her his whole dude. Life. There was a letter by the bed. She had written him a long time ago.
1963.
He had went by and underlined every
and
"I love you." Yeah, like it was.
Every
he was. He lived his whole life regretting losing his woman. So
that one gives me chills just thinking about.
Yeah.
That's my number one
because now that's a pretty good one.
I'm now comfortable putting.
Is that a
that,
breakup song though?
I mean,
they weren't together. It's, well, it's a sad song. No, I mean, you're right in that.
I mean, it's not "Since You've Been Gone" by Kelly Clarkson.
I had a tough time leaving "Since You've Been Gone" off my list. I almost put it on there.
It resulted from a breakup.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just a great song.
It's a great sad song.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those that makes you really want to drink whiskey and sit in a room by yourself crying.
And that's kind of what a breakup leads to.
Yeah.
So I think it's a breakup song.
Been there, bro. Pretty good. Pretty good list. I'll run through mine. Number five, I had this is – mostly my list, but also, I mean, these are great, but I don't think this one will get the credit for being an all-time great, but NSYNC's Gone. Love NSYNC's Gone. It was really the launch of Justin Timberlake's solo career. It was supposed to be him and Michael Jackson, but he wasn't ready to make the move yet. I think if he had done it with Michael Jackson, this might be on the all-time list. But he's like, you know what? I'm not ready to leave yet. How about you, Michael Jackson? You come duet with NSYNC. And Michael's like, no, I'm not doing it with them. Just you, Justin. So... Instead of having Michael Jackson on the backup vocals, he got stuck with Lance Bass and Chris Kirkpatrick and J.C. Chavez, and it didn't go as well. But it's an all-time great song, in my opinion. Number four for me, R.I.P., Love the Queen, Amy Winehouse, Back to Black.
Yeah,
I think that one is one maybe more so meant for the women, but we've all been there, right, where we started starting a relationship with someone new. We're there. We're all in. But turns out you were just the rebound for them. He goes back to his lover, and you just fade back to black. He's like, hey, I love you. Oh, wait, actually, going back to my old girl, going back to my old relationship, and you just have to fade to the background. And who knows? Maybe next time you break up, they'll come back around. I don't know, but you can't trust it. That's a great breakup song. Number three for me, you oughta know. Alanis Morissette, You Oughta Know. That's a powerful breakup song. You said Kelly Clarkson, Since You've Been Gone. It's great. Don't get me wrong, but if I want... fierce, I don't need you type of thing, I'm putting on Alanis, You Oughta Know, where she talks about giving Joey Gladstone oral sex in the movie theater. But then she's like, I did all this for you. Does this new girl do it for you? I don't know. Yeah. Number two, Nothing Compares to You, Prince.
Sinead O'Connor.
Or Sinead O'Connor. I like Prince's version better. No, that one doesn't do it for you?
Yeah.
Nothing Compares to You doesn't do it for you.
Not for me, but it's your list.
You're damn right it's my list.
I know.
So don't sit there and make your stupid little faces.
I'm not doing it.
I Will Always Love You, the Dolly version, which I'm acknowledging fully that Whitney's version is superior. It's a better song, but Dolly's on the verge of tears when she's singing that song. She's on the verge of tears. You can hear the vulnerability in her voice. Cam, you ever heard it?
I have not. Actually.
You heard Whitney's version, I assume?
Yeah.
You got to hear Dolly's version.
Okay.
She sounds way more vulnerable. She sounds like a woman that has actually lost her man. Whitney's more singing like, this is the Kevin Costner and the Bodyguard. Who cares? She wasn't believing it.
Agree to disagree.
Number one, Dolly, I will always love you. Cam, let's switch gears to love making.
All right, let's make some love. So starting number five, let's get it on. Marvin Gaye. It's a classic. Got to have that one on the list. You can't leave that one off.
At number five, wow.
I'll put it number five.
Got to be honest, not on my playlist.
Yeah? You got to have some Marvin Gaye on there.
It's a little too on the nose for me.
That's why it's on my playlist.
Okay. A little too old for you, huh?
No, not old. On my playlist, one of the second song on my playlist, I got Al Green, Lay It Down. That's a better one for me. Lay It Down. That one's better.
Yeah, nothing written before 1990. We get it.
I just said Al Green, Lay It Down.
Yeah, sure.
Let's get it on. That's my number five. Number four, I have Or Nah by The Weeknd. That one's very, very straightforward. Very vulgar, but it gets the point across. And it's got a nice, The Weeknd.
I never liked The Weeknd.
Yeah, it worked.
I got soured on him pretty quickly.
Mm. And I'm not a huge fan, but that song.
Like my sister was in high school and she had it on her playlist. I'm like, what are you doing listening to this? This is vulgar.
Marvin Gaye was big horny, wasn't he? Sexual Healing. That's another one.
Yeah, no, you gotta have Marvin Gaye on your playlist.
Yeah.
All right, number three, I have Climax by Usher.
Okay.
That
was pretty straightforward as well.
All pretty straightforward.
Got a feeling I know what that one's about.
Number two, I have Lotus Flower Bomb by Wale.
Okay.
I really like that song.
You getting down to Wale?
Yeah.
You want to listen to Wale when you're
getting
down?
And Miguel on the
chorus? I mean, Miguel's great.
That's
okay.
And then number one, I have Between the Sheets by the Isley Brothers. That's like the perfect song for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's on my list as I'm looking at my list right now.
Gotta have that one, but yeah, that's my list.
I just gotta say a glaring omission. Muddy Waters, I just want to make love to you. I mean, a glaring omission there.
No respect for Jamie Foxx, huh? Jamie Foxx has got some.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx, I feel like you should put him over The Weeknd and Usher. Just saying.
I looked up greatest sex songs of all time, and there are some really interesting things here.
I bet.
There are some pretty graphic songs, actually.
Yeah, a lot of them are really straightforward.
George Michael, 1987, maybe the most straightforward. I Want Your Sex. That's the name of the song. Hot in here, Nelly?
Nah, it doesn't make me think of
no?
that.
No? Okay.
No,
it's
nine
more
inch,
like a dancing.
No, Nine Inch Nails Animal. You ever heard that one?
Yeah. I have heard that one. Yeah.
Okay. Good list. We'll take you into the weekend with some Pump the Brakes or Keep Rolling coming up next. Stick with us.